Okay, now we are up to a pivotal point in the Haggadah. At this point, we often call everyone's attention. You know, this part is the critical part. If you don't say this, you didn't fulfill your obligation of Magid. Those women who had to go to the kitchen before the Dayenu to put things on the fire and get everything ready for the meal, we call them back in and we say, now everyone has to say every word from now on, because this part is the critical part of the Haggadah. We also refill the cups, because remember we took out some wine when we said the plagues, so now we refill the cups. Poor Yehuda doesn't look like he has koch to go and refill everyone's cups, so it's a model seder. We'll give him a break. Technically now we refill the cups, so we're going to have full cups, because over these cups we're going to say the first part of the Hallel in a minute. And now we say, Rabban Gamliel Haya Omer. Rabban Gamliel used to say, whoever hasn't explained the following three concepts on Pesach, he has not fulfilled his duty of Magid. The Eluhen, these are the three concepts we have to make sure to explain on Pesach. We forgot to uncover the matzahs. This. The matzahs have to be uncovered throughout Magid. We only covered them for the Vehishamda and we forgot to uncover them. Okay, we better do better on the Seder, right? So guys, remind me if I forget. I've had years that people reminded me, it's a little hard to run everything, explain everything, and remember everything. Yes, sir.
My grandfather's Haggadah is not the only one where it has penciled in the margin, tell Beatrice to put the soup on or something like that.
I don't write about Beatrice, but yeah. Okay. So Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Pesach. So we look at the shank bone, we don't lift it because it's not really Pesach offering and we don't want anyone to get confused. So Pesach, why do we eat Pesach? Shayovten ochlim bismach vetem dash kayam al shuma. Why did our forefathers eat the Pesach when the temple was around? Al shum shepesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu batavten b'Mitzrayim, because God passed over the houses of our forefathers in Egypt. Shneimah, because Hashem tells us, ordinarily we don't start explaining why we do mitzvos. But about this mitzvah, the Paschal offering, the Pasuk clearly says, V'amatem, you will declare, Zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem. This is a Pesach, a Passover offering for Hashem, asher pasach al batei bnei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. Why are we bringing this Passover offering? Hashem says, declare over the offering. You will declare, this is because Hashem passed over the houses of Israel in Egypt, when He struck the Egyptians and rescued, He spared our homes, and then the nation bowed down when they got this news. Matzazu she'anu ochelim al shum ma. We say, this matzah that we're going to eat. Why? Why are we going to eat it? Al shum shelo yisvik v'tzigam shavten lachmitz et shenikra lehem melech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu ge'alam. Because the dough of our forefathers did not have time to rise before the King of Kings, Hashem, appeared and redeemed them. Shenemar, as the verse says, ויפות הבצק אשר הוציאו ממצרים עוגות מצות, כי לא חמץ כי גורשו ממצרים, ולא יכלו להתממע וגם צידה לא עשו להם. And they baked that dough that they took out of Egypt as cakes of matzah, because it did not have time to become leavened, to ferment, because they were chased out of Egypt. They were driven out, and they could not delay, and they also hadn't prepared provisions for the way. So the matzah is to commemorate. Hashem says, you eat matzah because their matzah did not have time to rise. I saved them from Egypt so quickly. So if someone asks you, is the matzah about redemption or about slavery? So we say, the matzah we're going to eat is about redemption. Maroze she'anu ochelim al shuma. The maror, we lift the maror, we show everyone. This maror that we are going to eat, al shum ma, why are we eating it? Because the Egyptians embittered the lives of our forefathers in Egypt. Shneimar, as the verse says, they embittered their lives. They embittered their lives with hard work, mortar, bricks, all types of labor in the field. Together with all the hard labor, they made them work. They made them go out into the fields, catch wild animals. They made them clean out their lives. All kinds of difficult and disgusting work. So now we've explained these three concepts, and now we say every word.
Bechol dovado chayav adam lirot et atzmo kilo yatza mimitzrayim.
In every generation, everyone has to view himself as though he himself left Egypt. Shenemar, the verse says, V'igatal mincha b'yomo lemor. On that day, you'll tell your son, Bavu ze'asa Hashem li. You have to tell your son, this is why God did it to me. It's personal. You tell your kid as though it happened to you. B'tzeitim b'mitzayim, when I left Egypt.
Lo tavotecha milvad gal HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Not only did God redeem your forefathers, el afotanu galimem, but God redeemed us as well. Shenemar, as the verse says, V'otanu otzi misham. God took us out of there, leman avi otanu latet lanu et ha'aretz asher nishba l'avotenu, to bring us and give us the land He promised our forefathers. And now, we're going to lift the cup and sing and praise the end of the Hallel, the end of the Maggid, which is the first two chapters of Hallel, which will lead us into the blessing that concludes Maggid and leads us into the meal. So we have our full cups of wine. We lift them with our right hand. Remember, we cover the matzos because we're going to honor the wine. Where's our cover? Let's take a respectable cover. Here we go. No one stole my afikoman. Okay. Lefichach anachnu. You guys have it?
It's in your shirt.
All right. Lefichach anachnu chayavim lehodot lale leshabeyach lefael lerumen lader lebarech lale yul kales. Therefore, it is our duty to thank, to praise, to pay tribute, to glorify, exalt, honor, bless, extol, and acclaim.
Lemi she'asah la'avoteinu ve'lanu et kol hanisim ha'elu.
To the one, He who performed all these miracles for our fathers and for us.
Hotzianu me'avdut le'chirut.
Hashem took us out of slavery to freedom.
Me'agon le'simcha.
From darkness, from grief to joy,
umeiva leyom tov,
from mourning to festivity,
umafela leyo gadol,
from darkness to great light,
umishabod ligula,
from servitude to redemption,
menomal lefanav shira chadasha,
alleluia. So therefore, we will recite a new song before Him. Praised is Hashem. Hallelujah. Now we all sing together. Hallelujah to Hashem. Do we have a tune for that? Remind me.
No.
Oh. Hallelujah to Adonai. Hallelujah Shem Adonai. Shem Adonai mevoar matave adolam. Mimizrach shemesh ad mevoo meulal Shem Adonai. Praise you servants of Hashem. Praise the name of Hashem. Blessed be the name of Hashem from now and forever. From the time the sun rises till it sets, Hashem's name is praised. High above all nations is Hashem. Above the heavens is His glory. Who is like Hashem our God? Who is enthroned on heights? Yet He goes down, looks upon the heavens and the earth. He raises the destitute from the dust, from the trashes. He lifts the poor and seats them with nobles, nobles of His people. He transforms a barren wife into a glad mother of children. Hallelujah.
Nekime me'afaldal me'ashkot yarim evyon lo'shivim nedivim im nedivei amom lo'shivi akeret abayit הם הבנים שמחה, הללויה. בצאת ישראל ממצרים, בית יעקב מהמלואס, הייתה יהודה לקדשו ישראל ממשלותיו.
You guys have a different tune? What's the tune you guys know? I don't know it, sorry.
Hayam Rav Ayanos Hayarden Yison Yachor Hearim Rakduchenim Yevaot Kibnei Tzon Malech Hayam Kitanus Hayarden Tisom Liachor Hearim Tirkeduchenim Yevaot kibnei tzon Milifnei adon chuli aretz Milifnei Eloha Yaakov Ahofechi yatsu agamayim Chalamish lemay nomayim.
And then we end with the blessing Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Galanu Vegalta Avotenu Mimitzrayim. Blessed are you, Hashem, God, our God, King of the universe, who redeemed us and redeemed our forefathers from Egypt. And brought us on this night to eat matzah and maror. So to Hashem, our God, and the God of our forefathers, Hashem should bring us the festivals, holidays that come towards us. Le shalom, we should get there with peace. Simechim b'vinyan yirecha, happy with the building of his city. Nisasim b'avodatecha, and rejoicing in his work. V'nochal shem min hazachim v'minapsachim. And then when the city will be rebuilt, we should eat there from the offerings and the paschal offerings. Hashem yageh damam hankir mizbachacha l'ratzon, that their blood should reach the wall of your mizbeach, and it should be in favor before you. V'nodel chashir chadash al gulaten v'al pidut nafshenu. And there we will thank you a new song. We will sing in praise before you a new song over our redemption and the redemption of our souls. Baruch Ata Hashem Gaal Yisrael, blessed are you Hashem who redeemed Israel. And then we Ashkenazim, we make another blessing on the cup of wine. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Hagafen. And we lean to our left and we drink the second cup of wine with which we end the Magid. So we all like Rambam. We do a lot of things like Rambam. And now we eat. But before we eat, we got to know what we're going to do. So you guys have koach to listen. We'll learn another 5 minutes before we actually wash. So we know what we're going to do. Just for the record, these matzahs are hametz.
That's true. Hametz is hametz.